We needed that today. Obviously, last week losing to Preston 2-0 wasn't good enough. Even though the performance wasn't too bad, I think today the performance was a lot better and deservedly won 2-0 today, I think.
Very much a game of two halves. I mean, Yeovil had the better of the first half, fair to say. You seemed a bit very deep in that first half. What did you change in the second half?
I don't know, really. I think they changed it. I think them bringing on their big striker going off changed the way they played. They didn't really go too long. They tried to, you know, play short little balls, and which was affecting us. And then in the second half, they took off the they didn't take off the left wing and went to Thingy or something like that. But I think in the second half, obviously, yeah, we was on the front foot in the second half, and you know, obviously Marv getting the two goals was pleasing. He's come in, he's done brilliant so far, and a shout out to obviously the skip as well, coming back in. You know, he's been out for like 6-7 weeks, and I thought he was brilliant today as well.
Of course, confidence beats confidence, and there was no greater sign that in that second half. So that 20-minute spell around to either side of the two goals, it was excellent. You really had a good tempo, and the crowd got behind you as well.
Yeah, the crowd have been brilliant since I've been down there. Always behind you, away and at home. But no, like you said, man, it was good to get that victory and score more than one in the league, which was quite nice. And maybe could have got obviously with Isaac's chance as well. Maybe could have maybe that much easier by the end, but want to be and was settled for 2-0.
Yeah, worried about that. I mean, goals are maybe a bit difficult to come by this season. I mean, what's not saying what's gone wrong, but why hasn't it quite worked out for you, particularly on the road this season?
I have no idea. We ain't been scoring, have we? It's just one of them things. But you know, we're working hard and training on it. Eyes is always you know, trying and finishing and after and all the other strikers are. So just one of them things, isn't it? Yeah. Well, like you said, we got two goals today, and hopefully we can improve that and kick on for Saturday.
The midfield has definitely strengthened over the last few weeks. I mean, some key men have come in. Obviously, Marvin's come in, and Josh Simpson's the captain's back, and the two other loanies come in as well. It looks a lot much stronger squad now, doesn't it?
Yeah, we obviously when the squad got together, you know, there was a lot of young players in. There weren't really too much experience at the club, and I think the gaffer's done really well on the loan market, and obviously with Marv and a few of the other players that he's brought in, you know, he's brought that experience that I think we just lacked a little bit. And as you can see today, with, you know, getting them the clean sheet, you know, sometimes it is about that experience. You need them, you know, the wise heads that have played, you know, a few games and to help like the younger players like Gui, Youngie, and players like that, you know, so it's good.
Man alongside you, Joe Walsh, I mean, he's quite a hot property. I mean, he's one of only two players left from last season. How well have you slotted in alongside him?
Yeah, he's a real nice guy. Get on well with him. Top player, I think. Can do a lot. You know, he's got great ability. Heads, he's strong. He's quick. Well, today, anyway, but no. But no, he's a good player. And, you know, if he carries on doing what he's doing and continuing to progress as a player, I see why he can't play in a champion, maybe higher.
And talked about the experience inside. I mean, you felt a bit of extra pressure coming in because it was a new group of players, but I mean, straight away you can obviously pick out the ones that had played at this level and higher before.
Yeah, obviously I've played in this league a few times as well, and you know, so I've kind of known the players that are from this league, so kind of knew about each other and the players that the gaffer wanted to bring in and stuff. And I think now he's got a little group together sort of gelling real nice, and like I said, hopefully we can take that onto the pitch week in, week out now, because it's been a bit stop and start, but hopefully we can do that now.